The $2.9 billion budget includes a 1.5% increase in benefit costs for medical and retirement plans and an up to 3% increase in campus salary budgets. The curators also approved an extension of benefits to eligible adult dependents, meaning same-sex couples can be covered. UM System President Tim Wolf says the move to cover adult dependents is common among large companies nationally and statewide.
We did this in order to remain competitive, to attract and retain the best and brightest faculty and staff.
Wolf also said $50,000 of seed money has been set aside to launch the Brady and Ann Deaton Institute for University Leadership in International Development. That money comes from university investment funds, with the hope that future investors eventually will kick in more money to keep the institute running. Brady Deaton, who is stepping down as chancellor in the fall, says he hopes to build a program that will help identify possible solutions to global issues by bridging communication among international organizations with similar interests. He says he hopes the information learned can benefit the university system.
Then we can use that back here for a stronger curriculum, enabling our students to step away with much better prepared for future jobs that they would get, and to be the kind of citizens that really have an understanding of the world, understanding of other cultures and languages.
Wolf says a search committee for Deaton's successor will be put together soon, with the goal of having a new chancellor in place by Deaton's last day, November 15th. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.